Look, if I had to go through these courses and programs on how to get the inside of me fixed, I had 22 years of addiction. Do you have any idea how many skeletons there are involved in that? I'd be done. Do you know that in Ephesians or Romans 8 says that nothing can separate me from the love of Christ? Nothing. Nor angels, nor demons, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come. You know your past isn't on the list? Because your past has the complete ability to separate you from the love of God. And if your past isn't on the list, look, if God's over your past, I think you should get over it. If he says it's not there, then you ought to just let it go. It's not there. It is in the devil's eyes. If he can get you in that place, he gets you to look back. Look, Paul says, I look for things present, I look for things to come. The Holy Spirit actually will remind you of things present and things to come. He never reminds you about your past. That's the devil. Shut him up by not listening. Every time he brings something up in your past, you just glorify God. God, I just thank you that I no longer live, but you live in me. And you couldn't live in me because the presence of God and sin can't dwell in the same place. Thank you. Does God live in you? Can the presence of God and sin dwell in the same temple? Okay. Do we believe it? You look in the mirror and say, I don't see me for my past. I see me for what you see I am. And I'm in you and you're in me. And we're one. That's what Jesus said. He did. He said that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I am in you, that they also may be one in us. Then he says, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect.